All right, get out of here.
This is Matt May with Bob and Ray, Bob Elliott, Ray Goulding, Ken Wilson, Bill Green. Alderaan.
Capital S, eh?
No, please. Don't suggest it, then. We weren't going to do anything about a spelling bee.
Oh, we hadn't had it in the back of our minds. Like we don't have anything
mind.
In the...
What? Mind.
We don't have anything in the back of our mind.
No. Well, I was thinking about today's show.
You always do, Bob. That's why we're...
What was it we had planned to do? We had something special up our sleeves for today.
I have something special.
That's right.
That's
where
right, the
it?
Last yeah, mile home. Now you scamper out and get the music.
That's right. I was saying the last mile home today.
Oh, I know what it was going to, we were going to do. We're going to talk, give a little display of two weather forecasters meeting in the morning. Or one coming to work and meeting the fellow who's been on all night.
What's that?
And how that conversation would go.
Well, morning, you had a nice day.
Well... Well, that's so nice, as a matter of fact.
How's now, that low pressure area I left last night?
That's what I was going to tell you about it.
You mean
it into
bad news?
Turned into precipitation over Ohio. Cool air mass in Hudson Bay. By the time it gets here to Boston, it should be coming in the form of heavy winds and blizzards.
I see. See here, looking over your shoulder at the chart, there's a dense cloud formation forming up in Canada.
Yes, there is.
And what does that do to hit this area?
Well, as you see, we have this mass here moving up from the Carolinas, and it possibly will push this mass coming down from Canada out to sea, flying about through Portland.
I see.
And we may escape this, but we may not.
How about the winds from Eastport to Block Island?
They'll be approximately 25 miles an hour until 10 o'clock, which time they'll change immediately and go into 30-mile-an-hour speeds, and then around 4 in the afternoon, they'll slow down around Portsmouth and about 15 miles an hour.
Well, yeah. Well, I've got to get to work, Ed. Nice to have passed the time of day with you.
Okay, you write your terrific script for the radio now.
I will, and nice to have seen you.
So long, and keep your fingers crossed as far as the weather is concerned.
I certainly will.
Bye.
And good weather to you.
Thanks a lot. Oh, one thing I forgot to close that window. It's awful cold in here.
All right.
Somebody said that's my favorite word.
But I was going to say, how do we open this door now that it's been locked permanently?
You mean our sound effect door has been locked?
Some public service program must have locked that door permanently. It must have been used in the sound effect.
It looks like sabotage to me.
It does.
Mr. Wilson, you can tell by the time he's been out of the studio, doesn't have his music filed very well.
He's having a slight difficulty in finding that last mile home. He's probably taking it, as a matter of fact.
So while he's out with our piano solo from Bill Green.
Oh, we could never do that.
Poor Bill. He's too close for comfort. Just as soon as Green started playing, Wilson would come in.
Well, Bob, who do we have? Jack Lawrence, Jennifer Sturley, Arturo Godley, or who are they?
Well, sir, we've got the Mariners with Archie Blair's music.
And just as bad as by winning and dancing, just the chill over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers of green, always like just a silly.
Yes, to feel over and over again, just to feel satisfied women and men. I thought I'd sing a chorus of that, too.
Sounds good, Arturo, old boy. Well, it's a cold day up here, but I bet it's warm down in Jacksonville.
Tonight is a big night in Jacksonville, so they say around Lowell.
Lowell High plays Landon High down there. Ken, I'd like to find us a little...
There's no time for practicing on the show. Just go right ahead.
I don't know the middle part so well.
I'll help you.
A little longer. Smile. No, that's too high, man. Let's bring it down.
Yeah. The longest smile is the last mile home. When it's been away. The day. Travel far
Walter Kent and Walton Farrar wrote that. Do you want to sing for us, Mary?
Well, I don't know how Ray would feel. After all, Ray just...
Oh, you won't show him up. No, you won't show him up. Play your own accompaniment on the melodeon,
Mary.
The longest mile is the last mile home.
Don't put on air. Enough about
this. Oh, dear, sweet,
this program in no way reflects the opinion of the sponsors. There's a couple more.
Ken. Thank you, Ken. I do want to correct you. If you don't play with me often, and I was playing the melodeon, and Ken, of course, was playing on the cymbal, and you hit a very, very sour note there, and it reflected. It made my voice sound as though I had hit a bad note.
The fourth major.
Which,
yes.
Of course,
hit a flat.
Isn't true, but friends, so long as we're here today, I thought it would be a nice day to talk about Christmas.
About Christmas, yeah.
And the gifts and whatnot. Or what all.
And what all are we going to talk about? Well, as gifts.
First of all, selecting your Christmas tree. Make sure, above all others, that it will fit in your living room, ladies. We've had so many ladies writing in to say that the tree doesn't fit in the living room, that it's either too big or too small. Now then, my advice to you would be this. Take your room with you when you buy your tree. And there, before you buy it, you can measure it for height.
Well,
and
measure
so
it
on.
With your hands before you go, and then just spread your arms out to the height of the room when you get there.
You
for
could
the
do
same,
that.
Same way.
Or you could enlist the services of your husband to measure the ceiling, you see,
yeah,
from the floor.
If you don't know your room size, simply attach a string to the ceiling and send that along.
That's all. And address it to me, tree. Care of this station. And now, friends. Time for me,
yeah,
all.
Say goodnight and 30.
Say goodnight.
And 30.
You've been listening to the charming Mary McGoohan, who has been kind enough to come here today and to...
Plus, we don't mind eating popcorn during the show. I wish you wouldn't rattle
that's
a bag like
can.
That.
So long, Peg. We'll
bye,
Peg. What are you doing there, Bill? Billy.
Did you get a lunch in there or something?
I don't know what it is, Bob.
I believe it's time to look in on Lawrence McGaffigan and Top. Don't you?
Okay.
I like this. This is exciting. And today this should be a good cliffhanger. Lawrence McGaffigan Cop has been placed on the trail of a dangerous band of jewel thieves. We last left him in the mayor's office of Big City Metropolis, where he was told, "Now, McGaffigan, get out here. I won't ask you." McGaffigan answered the mayor.
"Yes, Your Honor."
And stomped out of the office.
"I can't open a door, Mr. Mayor."
The door was locked, and McGaffigan had to leave by the window.
"Mayor, I can't get out of your office. The door's locked."
"We're having that fixed, McGaffigan."
"Well, what am I going to do?"
"Meantime, let's play cribby."
"Okay, your deal. 15-2, 15-4, 15-6, and 6-19 I have."
"Very, very good, McGaffigan. I didn't think you were that good a cribby player."
"What?"
"I see. I didn't think you were that. Someone is playing with that door over there."
"Still green, Richard.
How does he get into the script this week?
I don't know. I think he is an old...
Hello, Bill.
How do you do?
Oh, sit down, Green.
That's the third day in a row you've ruined our routine.
Bill, can't you open that door?
No.
Well, I thought that...
Let's look ahead for a few hours. McGaffigan has rounded up this dangerous band of jewel thieves. He's got them standing on the corner. He's holding them at pistol's point.
Don't come any closer, you guys, or I'll pull the trigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, what are you going to do with this, McGaffigan?
Excuse me, we just had a Marine sergeant remind us that if we don't pull a trigger, we squeeze it. I have a late bulletin for him. I qualified as marksman when I was in the service. Oh, honestly, you
that
was
the division they were training for alpine work.
You two music. Something about you two music.
Wonderful material going on over the other side of the studio.
That really rocked me, honestly. All right, so you fellas are so funny. Let's see if you can play music.
That'll be funny.
Yeah. Let's see.
Thanks a lot. You as well.
See you, Wizardry.
Oh, it's good to get back in that old routine again. I remember we were tap dancing and singing on the stage of the Palace.
Lowe's Palace Theater in Death Valley.
Right. We were a hit that night back in 1924 when you strolled out on the stage.
The night we played there was the first and only night I've ever had a deep freeze in Death Valley.
Oh!
You forgot to
lie
to me. I'm
backstage. I don't know if my musicians are playing out there.
They're playing the beloved old ballad, Brown Bird, at eventide.
Well, forgetting the words, I got right into a dance routine, trying to kill time. And my dance routine was a deadly weapon, too.
Oh, boy, I wonder.
Funny thing happened to us on the way down to the theater tonight.
I'm not off the stage yet.
Oh.
You see, you're worrying about me. I haven't made it. See, I'm Dan Bailey, really.
He had walked out on the act the night before.
And I'd rather drown my sorrows in Shirley. And Bob didn't know whether I'd be back the next night. He knew that Bo was out front, but I didn't.
He had also taken all our trunks.
And all the money, too, I might add. Well, that was awful nice of you to tell the cops that I didn't know what I was doing.
And then with my new partner, we moved along to Elmira, New York, where we opened with Shine On Harvest Moon.
And the new partner sang it. Incidentally, he only lasted that one session with you, Bob.
I broke into my dance to try to cover him up.
Why,
I couldn't do it. And he received his walking papers that night. Flo was out front. And I went out alone, did a single. Although my heart was breaking, I didn't smile a bit.
Odyssey and Food.
That's what we called it then. And then we changed the name of the act to, what?
Oh, what fun you boys have.
Yeah.
I'd like to read it tonight, if I may. I'd like to very much.
artistry and food. That's the enviable reputation of the new Townhouse.
Townhouse? This is a new commercial, Bob.
Yes, we should treat it with the respect to which it's due.
Okay. Help me roll up my sleeve. Located at Warren Honoth.
Okay.
Whoops, no sleeves in this yet. Might as well put it back on. Located at Warrington and Stewart Street, opposite the Plymouth Theater. Whether you delight in baked oysters or a fancy sirloin steak or a relish baked stuffed lobster, you'll find that the Townhouse...
You've read this before. Have you read it over so you're well rehearsed?
No, I haven't. And I'm still out of breath.
When did you receive this copy? When did you receive this commercial copy? This morning? How many hours have you had to look it over?
About two hours. 2 hours.
How many?
Two.
2 hours,
yeah.
Huh? How many times have you read it out loud?
None.
You've not read it any times out loud.
No, sir.
All right.
Whether you delight in baked oysters, or fancy your sirloin steak, or a relish baked stuffed lobster, you'll find that townhouse food, yes, townhouse food.
Down on that. You'll find that townhouse food.
You'll find that townhouse food. Yes, townhouse food. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, something like that.
Is artistry and food. Special luncheons are served from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And a complete dinner...
Try to smell it.
Please, I can't eat that much. let's see, where are we? Oh, we're down with a complete dinner. From 11:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. It takes you that long to eat a complete dinner over there, friend. Yes, sir. From 11:30 a.m. to 1...
Big meal, isn't it?
Oh, it's a real sturdy to 1 a.m. It takes you all day and night, too, to eat it. Then, that is except Sunday. Do go to
then
the...
Then you can eat faster.
Sure. Do go to the townhouse to its beautiful dining room and cocktail lounge for special suppers before or after the show, or during your next trip in town, and enjoy food at its finest. And for reservations for that big Christmas holiday, Monday, December 26th... Well, now, let me check the calendar, please.
That's right.
Monday, December 26th. That's the big Christmas holiday. You'd do well to call the townhouse managed by John Macris, formerly of the Lobster Claw.
That sounds like a murder mystery.
The Lobster Claw. That's Hubbard 20930. That's Hubbard 20930. Don't forget, friends, for artistry and food, it's the townhouse. Warrington at Stewart Street. Opposite the Plymouth Theater. Will you go there this very night?
Very easy to get to, and it's very convenient to the theater.
How convenient, Bob? Tell us about it.
It's around the corner. There's several of them.
Just across from the Plymouth, too.
Mm-hmm. Have you fellas played anything by yourself?
I played something, but I don't want to talk about it anymore. I just want to sit here and think, Bob, and revel in the wonders of the atomic age.
Well, then, to go on with my story... Well, I wasn't telling them.
Oh, I didn't hear you. What happened to you, Bob, that time? Remember that
time?
Well,
we just kept going. The car broke down out just at the edge of Death Valley. But we finally made the coast, and there were an instant success in motion pictures. And,
Hey, that's a tough point.
That's fine. And, pretty soon... Well, that's not so good, either. Pretty soon, we were asked to do TV, and there we were, in success.
Success, Iowa, a very famous town. I can remember...
Remember the night we opened there?
We opened in Success, Iowa.
We hadn't worked with a band before, but they picked up our cue right away and started in with our theme music.
Well, I'm going to go to sleep. Do you mind?
No, that's the best way if you feel tired.
I'm going to talk and discuss this big Titanic football battle in Jacksonville, Florida tonight between Lowell High and Landon High at Jacksonville.
This is a one-minute commercial? Wonders will never cease. This can't take over 40 seconds.
What is that?
Keeler Motors.
Hey, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, sports lovers everywhere across this grand nation of ours. Real one, portrait of me. Would you like a portrait of me? What about this commercial, Bob?
Oh, it's a special announcement from Heeler Motors, the Oldsmobile Cadillac dealer.
Hold it right now. We'll save that special announcement for after the next...
They're located at 43 North Beacon Street, Watertown.
No more.
Square.
We'll save it. It's Ken and Bill.
Ken and Bill. Ken and Bill, that's you. That's your two fellows there.
Wait a minute, stop. Ken Wilson, Bill Green, Ken Wilson. Hope the four have a good time.
Now, play some music.
Now,
sure. Unless you want to play a tune as funny.
Special announcement from Gila Motors Oldsmobile. Here's my announcer, Lyle Gum. Here's a special announcement from Gila Motors Oldsmobile Cadillac dealer, 43 North Beacon Street in Watertown Square.
You've seen this commercial before, anywhere.
Gila has a great cleanup sale on 1949 Oldsmobiles. Now
what,
in progress.
What is it about somebody cleaning up?
Huge allowances, big reductions in easy terms, only $300 to $500 down. Are you in the market for a car?
What?
I haven't bought one. Yes. You're lucky.
Wait a minute. You keep going up from the chair.
I have to get the proper inflection.
First of all, as I look at the commercial, I see only one question mark. You've asked 30 or 40 in the few seconds you've been on the air with this commercial.
My new style. I rather like it.
The question style?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we try it again? Maybe you've hit onto something new or stepped on something.
Yeah. Will you help me?
Sure. Go right ahead. Let me try it again.
Be sure and investigate this offer. It's sensational. This opportunity presents itself only once a year. Be wise, be thrifty.
That's a good idea, and each time I'll hit a gong.
Buy a 1949 Oldsmobile at Gila Motors, H-E-A-L-E-R. Your Oldsmobile Cadillac dealer, 43 North Beacon Street in Watertown Square.
Ow.
Open evening till 9, Saturday afternoon until 5.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's the whole 1 minute. I think it's awful nice of Healers to cut down their commercials.
Phone ring. Hello? Yes, Healers. What's that again?
You mean he wants it in a more business-like fashion?
This could mean war. I don't forget I was in the Pentagon building, Bob. Oh, it worked that way. I was sitting at the
Chinese ring, Rick.
What about the Chinese ring trick?
That looks like it.
It does, at that.
Remember, there was a magician down at that show in Hingham. We did that with a loop.
That's right, too. And he had us all spellbound. You can knock everyone's eye off with a stick that night. Sitting there watching this magician. He was very good. Incidentally, what was his name, Bob?
I've forgotten.
Was it Chandu who's made his return to radio?
I don't believe it.
Incidentally,
was.
I was thumbing through the radio dial one night, and that's the only way to ever go through it. And I came across Chandu again. And it brought me back to the days, the good old days, when I was a young'un, sending away box tops and my father's picture for different things. So let's look in on Rancid, the Magician. I am Rancid, the Magician. I am high atop a mountain, and I am about to perform a magical trick. I'll make the mountain disappear, and I'll stay here on the air. I didn't make it work that time. My assistant, Bolo, said,
"You're very inconsequential, magician. Your aspirations are very inconsequential."
Lyle.
A highly insignificant rancid.
I know, I...
Or highly rancid insignificant.
Why, don't say that, please. But anyway, Bolo, thanks for coming up. And we want to award you with the Orchid of the Day for being the nicest neighbor we've met. All right.
Me help Boy Scouts cross streets.
Good to you.
That's my good deed for a week.
All right, so long, Rancid.
No.
Oh, you're Bolo. Well,
I'm...
You're Rancid, that's right. All right, well then. We're both Rancid. You're... Bill, that's very funny.
That's
I want to go here and sign your name on our guest list.
That's how we can follow it up with the postcards when we get back home.
We want to get a good mailing list with you on it. I don't know how we can mail formaldehyde, but we'll try. Well, that's it, friends, for now. We've got an awfully grand time.
Oh, we've been too well visiting with you here at Radio Lane.
Well, Bob, we have the head engineer who took out the fire top in the new John Hancock building.
That's right, in that little room with no windows. How do you feel? Well, we'll play tomorrow at 1 o'clock the same time from that day with Bob and Ray, music by Ken and Bill. What was that you said again? 8:50 on your dial. 8:50 Radio Lane for happy listening.
Oh, please, Bob. Thanks again, friends. Remember to get work. Write to us, don't you? Because we want to hear from you and celebrate with you.
We do, we do.
And hang by your son. It feels good. Sure it is. This is... WHCH, no, WHCH, pronounced Wotahuh in Boston.